Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings. Welcome to another installment of Speaking Volumes with your host, She Soul. All right, tonight, guys, we have a very special show. I'm very delighted to have this sister on with us. A lot of you already know who she is. You know, her name rings bells, Misunderstood. And we're actually waiting for my girl to call in right now. But let me just give you guys a little background. I think she's actually on. Give me 1 second. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam. What's good?
Hey, lady. Did you forget about us for a second?
No. I did it. I was just trying. You know, black people, we never on top. I was just not. I was like, I'm going to be 11:01. But, mashallah.
Oh, my gosh. Mashallah. Listen, man, I just was telling the people that, you know, I'm honored to have you on, even though you complained to me. What, you know, you didn't get called me to be on the show yet. And I'm like, I'm going to get you on the show. And so, alhamdulillah, we finally got you on.
Like,
I said, it's an honor. Don't start that mess. You know I love you. So we are very delighted to have you on the show. And I just want to give the people, you know, majority of the audience should already know who you are. But just in case they don't, Tavasha, excuse me, Misunderstood, a.k.a. Tavasha, Misunderstood is a poet. She's a Muslim rapper. And she, right now, she's also a teacher, which is really cool. She's been doing this for a while now. You started actually writing, I read at the age of 11, writing rhymes at the age of 11, right? Misunderstood?
Yeah, I'm here. I said that's right.
Yes, okay. I'm just trying to get the confirmation. So she started writing rhymes at the age of 11. And she went on to continue to rhyme. Her name was known in the Queen circuit, right? She was battling and, you know, making a name for herself and everything. And, you know, at one point she decided, you know, that she wanted to go ahead and, you know, gear her lyrics towards the Muslims. So we want to talk to her a little bit about that. So, Miss Lady, how are you tonight? Let me give you your salams. How are you tonight?
Well, walaikum assalam. I'm all right. A little tired, but I know once I'm on the phone with you, we get the energy going. So, it's
absolutely,
nothing.
Absolutely.
Fine.
Listen,
I'm happy you ain't
catch
me in the comfort of my home. If you didn't catch me in the street with all the wind blowing in the background, that would have been real ghetto.
Oh, yeah, and I see how it would have been screaming, right? Is she asleep?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, so inshallah, my energy will be up. I just got some coffee in my system. And for those of you that know me on a personal level, you know, you guys got to bear with me tonight because my eyes are really, you know, not good right now. I'm actually sitting in front of my computer with glasses on, which I don't usually wear glasses, but my eyes are really messed up, and so I keep needing to do it. So y'all bear with me because these glasses are getting on my nerves. All right, I got some questions for you, Mama. First, I wanted to ask you if you could take us back to that day that you actually decided that, you know, you were going to gear your lyrics strictly for Muslims. How did you come about that idea?
Well, it was one of the days when Lauryn Hill was very, very successful with the Miss Education of Lauryn Hill, and I've seen her, that CD she made, it was so positive, so moving. She has so many hits from the CD, so many records, and I was like, oh, I want to do what Lauryn Hill do. And it was like her CD was not, you know, what you see from women who rap in the industry. She was keeping it clean. She had a message, and it was positive. And I said, you know what, I want to do that. because I was just spitting in gutter rhymes for the streets and rapping and stuff for the hood and not really saying things or rapping about drugs and things I didn't even know nothing about, or, you know, being trying to be with the wrong crowd so that I could rap about the things they do and be able to say I did. And I just seen, you know, where I was going with that. I said, you know, I don't want to do this. I want to do what she do. I was like, I want to do what she do, what Common do, right? Rhymes like Talib Kweli do, and what, you know, and things like that. And I remember my management at the time, he told me, he said, Talib Kweli, oh, and Common, you want to go gold? We trying to go platinum. We trying to sell records. You want to sell what? You know, 500,000 records? You know, you don't want to, you know, so they kind of attacked me, and they didn't support me because I guess they thought I wasn't about getting money. So, you know, I decided to make the change. I made it from then on, and then I never backtracked. I just kept focused on what it is that I want to do. And here we are, years later. So, you know.
Okay. All right, so the first CD that you came out with, right? It was Dean and Junior, correct?
I got
my facts straight here. Dina Junior, what actually, okay, you made the transition from, you know, freestyling to actually, okay, I'm going to write these Islamic rhymes, and then you came out with that album. What were you thinking when you actually did that? Because at that time, there were no other, female Muslim rappers that were out. So, you know, did you realize that you was doing something big? And what were your expectations? Like, did you think there would be so much controversy surrounding the situation when you did it?
It was hard, but I didn't think that it was impossible. It just started really with just one song, and then it just building and building. Down with Kimaz was the first song, and then it started building and building. And next thing you know, I had to do it. It wasn't really in my mind to make it to do. I remember when I was doing shows at Khalifa, I didn't have any CD. I just was writing things and going there and performing it for the ease of performing here and there. But I didn't really have any expectations. And at that point, you know, I was still very young. So my attitude was, you know, one of those I don't care kind of attitudes, very nonchalant.
Right.
And, you know, also, so I didn't care really, you know, what people were going to say or how I was going to attack. I just knew I was doing my thing. And even at that time, that young age that I was, you know, I was attended. And I remember, you know, he didn't really want me to rap. He wasn't really supporting it. And I remember I kind of had to make a choice. And I was just like, I sound away from my kids. I'm here, you know, because I had to go and do, this is what I had to do. I felt like this is what I had to do. And now look. You know, so many other women now, they can do it. And, you know, they are, you know, it's growing and women are expressing themselves and sharing their talents.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. All right, so the controversy. I'm sorry. The controversy. The things that were being said about you once the CD actually came out, how did that make you feel, and what helped you to push on? Because after that, you did, what, 2-3 more CDs after that first CD you did? So what encouraged you to keep going in spite of all the negative comments that you were getting in regards to what you were doing?
Well, I'm only 5'3", but I'm pretty bold in a lot of ways, and,
you know, a little rebel, so... Once people attack me, I am sensitive. So my feelings did get hurt. I did take a lot of things personal, but I was kind of like a boxer. I was like taking stuff on the chin and then still back in the ring like, you know, watch, I'm still going to come out with, I'm going to come out with something else. And my whole thing is if you talk about me, oh, I'll make a song about you now. So now you want me to write something about you, all of this. So I have songs for y'all too. So it was like the negative energy, it was driving me. It had me questioning it at times. Like, I kept going through these phases where I would stop and go. I want to quit. No, I don't want to quit. But,
you know, watching my fans, they helped me keep me going, all the different support I was getting from different imams and leaders. I was, you know, meeting people all over the world, going to London, getting a lot of love from them. When I went to London, they never had a sister show. Sisters event?
Mm.
I started it. Because I came to London, now all of a sudden they was having sisters event, all sister event they had. It was like, you know, there was not, there was nothing. And then now, look, every time I turn around, I'm on the internet popping up, it's all kinds of shows for sisters, you know, in London and stuff. And, that, you know, that's great, but it's a lot of doors opened up with that. And it was just me meeting people, and they just say, you know, you influenced me, you know, your stuff inspired me. Oh, you know, I love you so much. It's, you know, your stuff is so good. And I don't let my children listen to the radio. I only let them listen to you. So I had to keep producing that alternative for the youth and representing for the Muslim as my sister. I'm like a little activist. You know, what
yes,
call
you are,
women
definitely.
Women activists. What do they call the women who always dealing with women issues? They call us something. I can't think of the word right now. But no activist.
All right. So we're going to move right along. I'm going to let you guys know. I didn't even say this yet. Shame on me. Okay, so if you want to talk to Misunderstood, you're going to give us a call at 818-369-0355, and you're going to press 1. That way your hand will be up, and I can get you on the line so that you can ask her any questions, give her words of encouragement. Please keep it positive. And if you want to listen to the show, you don't want to listen over the phone, you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/SheSoul. And, yeah, so that's what we're going to do. All right, so I got another question for you. And you touched on this a little bit already. My question is, how do you feel about the female Muslim artists that are out there now? Do you feel like they're representing, do you feel like they can do more? Like, how do you feel about that?
I feel like the job they're doing is nice, you know. I see some things that make me proud. You know, I have my moments. I'm just like with any students, you know, as a teacher, you know, at times your students do things and you're very proud of their accomplishments and you like to see them succeed and everything like that. And so for the most part, I think that they could probably do a better job maybe with conveying the message, you know. I kind of think that sometimes, you know, the Muslim artists, they want to be too down, you know. A lot of them, they want to mix in, you know, and be heavy for the, you know, the non-Muslim circuit. And I just feel like, you know, they should, you know, just obey Allah's laws and the rules. You know, stick to the Quran and Sunnah. Don't give us watered down Islam. Just, you know, keep it real, and at the same time, keep it you. Be you. Don't try to be a gimmick, you know. So I think some of them are doing their thing, you know. Some of them need a little help. But they definitely, you know, need to be more, you know, they need to give me my proper due and proper credit, I think. You know, I think they're a little ungrateful in that area because they don't know all of the things that I went through so that they could have it on easy street and just step on stage and do their thing. So, you know, I like to see them, you know, honoring me properly as a first lady, should I say.
And I'm going to ask you, how would they do that?
Well, basically, one, they could try. I'm never going to say someone should be like me, but what they should do is when people ask them questions, like how you interviewing me, and people ask them questions about, you know, influences, what it was that got, or not even that. Oh, do y'all ever get criticized for being on stage? I'm sure they do. They get criticized. They're like, yeah, you know, we do get criticized, but it's not that bad because, you know, Misunderstood, you know, came before us, and she kind of just, you know, took a lot of the blows
you know, I can't really mm-hmm. say it, but I know I read a lot of interviews and people don't mention me at all. They don't mention me mm-hmm. in nothing, you know, that I feel like I did for us. I feel like I did it for us, not really me, because, you know, if pay attention to me and my story, I'm still in the hood. I'm still on Humble Street, you know, Misunderstood is not, you know, on a level of people like Amir Suleiman getting paid lots of money for shows and stuff. I'm still very, you know, much do it for the love, very humble with it, very, I'm easy to contact, you know. I'm not on some, you got to talk to my assistant. Oh, you know, you know, people could get in touch with me. So I'm pretty down to earth, and I just feel like I never change in that aspect. So people, they could reach out to me, or I feel like, you know, they should, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say it. I don't know.
Well, now that you put it out there, maybe, you know, some of them will listen and actually do that in solo. So the last question I'm going to ask you, how is Misunderstood, that first release, Dina Dunya, different from the Misunderstood that we see today?
Interesting. Well, when I did Dina Dunya, a reflection of that, if you were to hear that CD, and then you would hear Muslims with Attitude, Stay the Umar Dress, or even Hijabi Hip Hop, people should be able to see over time how I grew within my deen, you know, because really that's what it's all about. You know, it's about propagating the deen. So I want mm-hmm. people to be learning, constantly thinking, you know, keeping a remembrance of Allah, keeping, you know, Islamic characteristics, all of that, learning to deal with our issues, you know, trying to find solutions, bringing attention to problems. It's so much stuff, but I'm still doing that, but I think that I've grown within my deen, and when people hear, you know, when they hear it, hopefully, you know, that's what they'll get from it, and, you know, I think I'm pretty much the same Misunderstood, except also I'm a parent now, so I got a different perspective, so
yes.
I'm thinking, you know, especially with Hijabi Hip Hop, like the focus is different now. It's like, okay, what happens if my daughter hears a CD, you know, what's some other thing, I have other things now to talk about from a different perspective that I couldn't talk about. You know, I don't recall really making any family-oriented tracks unless they were based around marriage. But we mm-hmm. leaving out the children of the Ummah. You know, they're a big part of the Ummah. So now this is new things I could talk about. So it's new topics, you know, new ideas, you know, different things like that.
Okay. All right, Mama, we're going to take a caller.
We're the callers, right. I want to talk to the people.
You want to speak to Misunderstood, call in 818-369-0355. Right now we're going to get, make sure you press 1 so we can get you on the air. Right now we're going to get caller 646-270. You're on the air with Misunderstood.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know who this is.
Yeah, that's
right. Family. All right, well, my question is this for you, Misunderstood. What song got you in the most trouble amongst the Muslims? What song,
I have to say Co-Wife.
Co-Wife, okay.
I think Co-Wife has got me in the most trouble because polygamy is a touchy subject on both sides. But mainly for women, and, you know, most majority of my audience are women, and I gear it towards them. So they had some things to say, and then, you know, for the brothers who are not practicing it correctly, me to kind of attack them, they had some things to say, and, you know, for the brothers who are, they liked it, but, you know, they felt like I was getting them in trouble because I presented them with an ideal situation to make it happen. And now they wise. It was so much from that. Even though I got good from it, but I think that's the one that got me in the most trouble.
Okay, I'm gonna keep it simple. I'm gonna keep it for, you know, keep it open for the rest of the callers, because, you know, I got questions for days. So But you know,
yeah,
you know your music is loved, and you know we'll keep bumping it.
Oh, thank you for the support.
All right, assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, I got to comment on that real quick. Cold Wife, when I first heard that song, because I was at a different space in my life. You guys that are regular listeners, you know that we did a polygamy show. But at that time, when I heard Cold Wife, I was so not with polygamy. Like I was, and when I heard it, I was like, what is she talking about? Oh, my God. But I listened to the different scenarios, and I was like, okay, I understand where she's coming from. But, yeah, that definitely was a very controversial hit for me, too. All right, we're going to take another caller. Caller 240, you're on the air with Misunderstood.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yo, this is DJ Mecca. I was calling up. I was listening to the show. Shout out to Misunderstood and all that.
Mr. Khan for listening, DJ Mecca.
I'm sorry, my phone was breaking up. Say that again.
I said Shukran for listening.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yo, I just wanted to say I heard her talking about, you know, how she got started or whatever, but I got to start a little controversy. That's what I do. But, you know, Tavasha, you know, I think that the song that she did that caused the most controversy was Kaffir Lover. So, you know, me and her, we always go. First of all, let me introduce myself in case some of y'all don't know who I am. I came off as her official DJ, and it was because of Misunderstood that I even knew anything about Islamic hip-hop. You know, I happened to come by the website, and hers was the first song that I heard, and so I said, what is this about? So I was kind of searching for something, you know, to balance me, you know, from doing what I do and the dean out. So, you know, shout out to Misunderstood, because if it wasn't for her, then I don't really think I would have been up into this Muslim, I don't know, into the Muslim hip-hop scene. You know what I mean? But, you know, shout out to Misunderstood for that. But that, I think it was that Kaffir Lover joint that had a lot of people kind of riled up. She always put the brothers on blast. So, you know, we really appreciate when she do some good, when she do some good songs about the brothers. So that's why I be bumping that Muhammad Akbar Ali. So, you know, shout out to Najma too, since she on that one. So, you know.
Yes, and we must say the last album was definitely a classic. Love it, love it. Bump it all the time. That album to me shows so much growth, so much talent. The fact that the song about the Prophet Muhammad Islam, how you just broke that whole song down, talking about his whole life. The flow was ridiculous. It was just, mashallah. That is just
See, I show people
I love that album.
People think that people, I told them I could be balanced, like I could do so many different things, not just, you know, attack brothers or whatever like that. I say, you know, I got, it's not just drama. I could rap all kinds of stuff. And from the first CD to the last, I have different things on each CD show that one particular song. But I like to thank, you know, you, DJ Mecca, because not only have you been supportive to me and, like, encouraging me, and you play my stuff whenever you're somewhere and you bump Misunderstood. He also will still say he my DJ, even though we won't even touch the stage for months and months at a time, and he'll still be like, y'all Misunderstood, you know, DJ or whatever like that. But about Kaffir Lover, I just think that, you know, with all of the Muslim you know, running around here single, it's no reason that a Muslim man who's practicing should really be fine, you know, should be choosing to be with somebody who's disbelieving when there's all these options, you know?
Right. That's true. But your classic joint is always going to be best names to me, because I never heard nobody flip it or a lot of attributes like that.
I'm
going to
say, that is
you know,
what?
You know, so.
Yeah, that's
I mean, you know,
favorite, and my girl in Philly, my girl Mecca, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's
all right, well, I'm
going to
get off the line. I'm going to get off the line. I just happen to hear y'all and see y'all on Facebook, so I thought I'd, you know, call in and show a little love or whatever. So, y'all be cool. Assalamu alaikum.
We appreciate your call, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wow, you get lots of money. All right. I wonder if
anybody that wants to speak to Misunderstood, give us a call, 818-369-0355. Press 1 and we can get you on the air so that you can speak with her. I just want to touch on something real fast, if I didn't lose my train of thought. When we were talking about you being so talented, and when I was putting your bio up onto the website, you know,
I read that you bumped elbows with people like Papoose, Math. I don't know who he is, but he's probably an underground artist. So I definitely think that, or I know that there was an opportunity for you to go into the mainstream industry.
For sure.
What stopped you from going that route?
Really, just, you know, wanting to practice as Dean, wanting more than just, you know, fame and fortune. You know, I've been called a few times. People don't know me. They say all kinds of stuff. I'm a gold digger. I'm high maintenance. Oh, I'm this, I'm all that. Oh, I'm so not about, you know, about those things because I could have chose that. Like, I have a life now. It's pretty simple, my life. You know, my life is actually a bit, I like to call it the beautiful struggle. It's like a struggle, but I could have been like Nicki Minaj, you know, shopping every day, people shopping, people riding around in cars, you know, and stuff like that. But that's not what I chose because it's like, all right, if I have to sell my soul or if I have to break a law's laws to do that, then it's not, to me, it was not worth it, even though I could have blown. But Papoose, if people remember, he did a lot of, he was DJ K-Slay's artist, and he was on, you know, tracks with Busta. And he had, you know, a few, you know, hit records out. And Math, if you were to type him in on the YouTube, Math was really, really nice. And he did this one battle in Philly, and it turned into, like, a fight, like an actual fist fight. But Math is really nice. And I used to rap with him. And I rap with bump heads with a lot of people. I was, you know, going to a lot of those industry events and things like that. So different people were hearing me spit, and I was meeting different people. You know, it just didn't go where I thought it, you know, should have went. But, mashallah,
right,
it was because of Allah, you know?
That's right. Absolutely.
Hopefully, I'll give
you
more,
get ready,
you know?
To rock.
I was about to say, hopefully
go
I can
ahead,
get,
baby girl.
You know, rewarded for making that, you know, making that decision to choose,
yes,
you know,
I mean,
to be over with, don't you?
All right. Again, if you want to talk to Miss Anissa, 818-369-0355. Anybody on the line that's waiting for the open mic, we're going to get ready to open that up in about 5 minutes. We're going to wrap up this interview, inshallah. So, again, if you want to talk to Miss Understood, press 1, words of encouragement, you know, just ask questions, whatever. We have a caller for you. Caller 718, you're on the air with Miss Understood.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I'm calling to give my words of encouragement. And I mean, personally, I just want to say I've known Miss Understood for a very long time. I'd have to say, what are we, like 8 years now, something like that, we rocking? And I'm going to sit here and say it if nobody else is going to say it. Being a person that's known her and actually shared the stage with her, I've performed with her a multitude of times over the past couple years. I'm on her first CD as well as on her last CD and got to work with her in many different ways. And I do have to say that she did pave the way for a lot of artists. And it's something when you are close to an artist to be able to see not only their good, but to see the bad things that they went through, to see their struggle, see their tears, see when they question what they do, see the hate mail that they get, see all kind of things, you know what I mean? See the beautiful mail, see people who write and say, you saved my life. She's gotten that type of stuff. So a lot of people don't get to see full circle what goes on with the struggles of an artist. And if they did that, then they would probably know that really sincerely, this person cannot really be doing it for themselves. They have to be doing it to really give something. And that's something that people don't understand. Miss Understood is one of the most generous human beings, like, mashallah, that I ever met in life. And a lot of people have asked me, even like, why am I friends with her, whatever, because you guys seem so different. Because I'm like, you seem a little more calm, and she seems a little, like, real, you know, rambunctious or whatever. And I'm like, you have to understand, she's one of the most loyal, most compassionate, most generous. She won't even, like, kill a fly. It's, like, ridiculous. Like, I'm sure I've seen her take a caterpillar will be crawling, and she'll take it off something and move it. You know what I mean? And, you know, I just have to step on it. She'd be like, no, it's a lot of creatures. Like, people don't see that side of her. So it's not just her talent, her ability to spit, which is fire. It's the fact that as an all-around person, she really does have the greatest intentions, and she really does think vis-a-vis Allah. And I'm extremely proud to say that's my sister in Islam and just somebody I've worked with and want to continue working with in the future.
And everybody, that's Najma 53. I don't even think she said who she was.
So, yeah, but I just kind of wanted to show my love for you. I love you very much, Alhamdulillah.
Misunderstood? Is she crying? She's still on the air. Malika?
Misunderstood. Malika, Tom, you heard me or no?
No, you were out for a
minute. I know you're emotional. I know.
You heard me?
No,
we
didn't hear you.
Nobody hears me. I was saying, I love you too.
Oh,
I was saying, I love you too. That's what I said. I said, I love you too for the sake of Allah. May Allah bless you.
Alhamdulillah.
Protect you. Oh, my God. Y'all got to know. This is how much misunderstood. If it was Islamically permissible and correct to have bridesmaids, Najma would be my bridesmaid. Okay? But it's just so, you know what I mean? I try to stick to the sunnah, stick to the sunnah. So,
go ahead and announce it, girl, because, you know, the people on the phone may not know the sister is getting married,
yeah.
Inshallah.
Spread the good news.
So, congratulations, and we're going to keep her.
Oh, yes, I am. Alhamdulillah. Yes,
yeah.
I am. I'm getting married, you know. So, for all of my fans, you know, this is. You know, this, well, really, I don't want to say for all my fans. I want to say for all my male fans, you know. Basically, the days of seeing me on the beautiful stage now coming curtains now. So, mashallah. But my sisters are always, you know, they'll always get to be grateful my presence as long as I'm doing it. So, you know, I'm Dela for that. So, we'll see. But listen, I've been misunderstood, but have an issue that she has to address because she's been getting so many different things she's been hearing, and she needs to address it.
All right, well, go ahead, Mama. You got the mic.
Do we have time for it or no? That's the problem.
Mama, we got time. We got, don't worry.
All right,
we got
so
time.
Then check it.
And I don't mean we got time like last time, y'all. We got time for real. Like, I will always add time in. Ain't nobody getting cut off again. Everybody that was listening to the last show knows what I'm talking about. So we got time. Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
Who said I wasn't unique? Because I don't spit over original beats. That's another story, man. Because dudes making beats with pots and pans think they Swiss beats and Timberland. I spit the Dean on the track. I make it so cool. Now pretty Muslimas rocking Mother of Believers rule. And I got my one video. They trying to treat me like a rookie. But I've been doing this since y'all was breaking fast with date cookies. I rap from the NY to the Jersey Shore. And I don't know Snooki. I made it easy for these bents to rap. But I don't get my proper credit. You disrespect faculty and I'm giving out demerits. I'm not just speaking problems. I'm speaking volumes. And you just another rapper under the average column. They said I'm male bash.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the games they play. What can I say? Every kiss begin with K. And them labels and the managers is too much hassle. I'm the first lady of Islamic hip hop. Now I'm the first lady of the Black Castle.
What?
Holla at me. No, I was being nice.
Nah, we're going to talk to you later, baby girl, inshallah. I'm going to get some more callers on the line.
I'm still on the air. I didn't even know I was still on the air, yo.
Yes,
so that was kind of embarrassing. I'm glad you're seeing that again.
All right. All right, yeah, that was straight fire. And I like how you threw sleeping volumes in there. That's what's up. So, yes, you're not going to be performing for men anymore. You will continue to perform for women. Are you going to give us another album since you just gave us a hot freestyle? Like, are you giving us another album? Or are we,
I know a lot of people not still got it. I don't know why you're trying to treat me like I'm some type of has-been or something. I'm like, I'm like, are y'all serious? These people not serious, right? Because I was doing this before they started making Skittles gelatin-free. So I don't even understand why people try to play me.
But that's another story. But yeah, inshallah, we'll see. I can't really say nothing about the album right now, you know, because you know I got a lot of things going on, and basically I need to get adjusted, you know, alhamdulillah. You know, once I get married, I need to get adjusted in my home life with my husband and stuff. And I'm sure there's gonna be many things to rap about in reference to that, because you know that'll be an interesting experience in the journey, you know, inshallah. So there'll be stuff from that. And then in August, this past August, I lost my mom, so I want to write some things for her, I have some tracks and stuff in mind for writing for her. So the new CD or the new project, whatever it is I put out, it's going to be, it's going to be interesting, but it's going to be filled with a lot of different, my different feelings and emotions and, I don't know, I might be vulnerable, misunderstood for the next CD. I mean, we never know. So, or you might just get stuff like what you just heard now, it's okay.
Yeah, that's fire. That's fire.
I got
that. All right, we're going to take I know, lady. We're going to take this last caller. Caller 718-659. You're on the air with Misunderstood.
This is her big sis, Auntie Amina Hawk. Assalamu alaikum, Tavasha.
Malika, salam.
How are you? This is Amina Hawk. Trying to make dua.
Yeah,
but calling she wasn't
from
feeling
my sick
that well
bed. Yeah, I'm not feeling good at all. Calling you from my sick bed, but you know you're my girl. So kudos to your creativity, to your intelligence, to your elegance, to your dean, and kudos to your sweet little pumpkin, Nasiha. And I'm looking forward to coming to the wedding.
Okay, we look forward to seeing you there with bells on.
Inshallah.
Don't make sure you take lots of tea and you get some garlic and some onions or whatever you need for that cold, because I need to see you at the henna party and we need to see you at the wedding.
That's right. I want a boogie at the henna party. Okay, we'll see.
Okay. All
right. Love you.
All right. Shukran for calling, sister. We're going to make dua for you, inshallah. All the Muslims on the phone, make sure you make dua for the sister. She's not feeling well.
Alhamdulillah. Shukran.
Assalamualaikum. All right, baby girl. It's been
okay.
We went past the usual interview times. I don't care, because that was a hot interview. And you gave us a nice little, I didn't even have to ask you before, you just gave us something, and I loved it. You can always come back. I don't have to invite you to this show, okay? When you want to be on the show, you just call in. That's it. You know the number now, and there's no excuse, so I don't want to hear anything. You understand?
Okay. We don't want to hear nothing from you either. Let me tell you something. I don't know what you want to do about this show, but next Saturday, on my henna party, but I hope you're. I don't know if you plan to have a party, a show, because I don't know how you're gonna have a show and you're gonna be.
Listen,
at the party,
just be quiet. I will be there, so like I'm definitely gonna call you after the show because I still have a bone to pick with you. And you know what? I think we have another caller for you. Hold on, let me check and see real quick. Caller 717, you're on the air with Misunderstood.
Yes, assalamualaikum.
Misunderstood.
Yes, Misunderstood. How you doing? Assalamualaikum.
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm doing fine, alhamdulillah. I want to give you my salams again and say I do love your work, but I think you do need to reach out more. This is Kalima Abdul-Rashid. I'm not sure if you may know of me, but I do have a Muslim reality show on Sundays, and I did not ask for the opportunity, but Allah did give me that. So I do this for the love of us, and I think there is still so much growth needed. But I do. I don't have a question. I just want to say to you to keep your head up, keep moving ahead, love Allah always. Congratulations on a healthy marriage. You know what I'm saying? And never stop trying to build the bond amongst us as Muslims, because the media is doing enough to beat us down enough. And because you want Allah to be pleased with you and reward you for your intentions, I mean. So I love your music. I've listened to you. I follow you. You may know of me through Rashawn. I'm his wife. But I really do love your work, and I actually seen this on Facebook, so I took that opportunity to listen into the show, but I want you to continue to keep doing what you're doing and do not let nothing stop you from your goals, not bitterness, not hatred, not animosity, not the craftiness of the shaitan, because he's here to separate us in a whole. So I just want to send my love and my salams out to you personally, and if I don't see and speak to you later, I hope I see and speak to you in the jhana. Amen.
Oh, Amy,
thanks
for calling.
Thanks
for your sincerity.
Yes, please plug
your show, sis. Please plug your show
also.
Yeah,
I have a show I do every Sunday, live at 5 o'clock. Muslim Reality is on blogtalkradio.com. /American Muslim 360. You guys could take that number down. It's 646-716-4478. And I, too, as a Muslim, are out here trying to do the best I can for us as the Ummah in a whole. Like I said, the media bashing us enough, so we do not need to hurt and bash one another as a whole. I wish I could hug all my Muslim sisters, you know what I'm saying? Because if I know what you're going through, you know what I'm going through. But it's tough out here trying to hold it up. And I want to see all my loved ones with me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, one love.
Shukran.
Bye. I want to say assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Oh, that's so cute.
That was a beautiful way to end it. So,
okay.
Baby girl.
Okay, so listen, I like to apologize to one of the people whose time I've taken up on the open mic. I like to apologize to y'all in advance.
No, it's fine. They still have time. They still have time. Don't worry. And I want to thank you for calling in and for staying up with us so late.
I'm going to knock down.
Oh, you're a night owl? Okay, so that's why I'm going to call you in a little while.
This is what I do.
I'm going to call you after the show is over, inshallah.
Okay.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in, baby girl. Wonderful interview. You keep doing what you're doing, like the sister said. Stay positive. And we look forward to hearing from more from you in the future, inshallah. All right?
Okay, inshallah.
All right. Love you. Assalamualaikum, baby.
Bye. Love you, too. Wow.
Alrighty, guys. So, that was our interview. So, y'all know what time it is. It's open mic time. So, let's see who's ready to get on the open mic tonight. Alright, y'all know the number 818-369-0355. If you're looking to get on the open mic, share some poetry, some bombs, whatever, press 1. If not, if you're not looking to get on the open mic, press 1 so you can come out of the queue, because a lot of you are still in the queue carrying on from Ms. Understood's interview. So I'm not sure if you're looking to get on the open mic or if you're just still have your hand up. So if you don't want to get on the open mic, press 1. If you do want to get on the open mic, then leave your hand up. All right? All right, so I'm going to take the first caller on the open mic. Call us 646. You're on the air. Call us 646. All right. We're going to take the next caller. Call us 240. You're on the air. 240. 240-237. You're on the air. Okay, nobody there. I think these are carryovers. All right, caller 301-602, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you clearly. Taji.
Oh. Taji?
Taji,
oh, okay. See, I had to get your voice down. I can never get your voice. I usually am good with voices. But I can never get your voice. Alhamdulillah, you called back, lady. Because last week you called in, and we wasn't having our open mic. So now you get to get on the open mic and do your thing. So you got the mic right now.
All right. This poem is dedicated to my mama. So inshallah, my own. And here we go. Called Dear Mama. She was the one who carried me for 9 months, that laid eyes on me the first time I was meant to be. That was time. That was the time I ever had a love. a love so deep that it would never leave me, for she is my, for she is me, and we are one. I always said, never disrespect your mother, for she is the one who can get you into the gates of heaven. God knows I know. He was the one who created me through her. I am also grateful to have a strong mother. If it was not for her, I would be abused, accused, raped, stripped down to the very last bit of life I had. She told me never to disrespect yourself as a woman, for she is the one who explains all of me, taught me to be a warrior and fight for the right to be a strong, to be a songwriter. She is the Nubian queen that all women are meant to be, loved, caring, wanted, and never let go. For she is my mother, the one and only, dear mama.
Beautiful. I hope your mama was listening. She would be very proud.
Well, that was it. Right. So, you know, that was it.
No,
but she found out.
They were just going to say. I'm sorry.
I'm a little hyped up on coffee over here, so.
No, you're not taking up notes. Don't worry about the song. Don't worry. I'm hyped up on coffee. So go ahead and say what you were going to say.
I was just calling. I want to see how you doing, because it's been a while since
Alhamdulillah. Thank you for checking on me, baby girl. And I love the fact that you call into the show and share your pieces with us. It really means a lot, and my listeners know I appreciate you all so very much, because you do not have to stay up with us this late, and you guys do, and so I love you all for real, like that sincerely from the heart, and I really appreciate you. So, you know, you can call in anytime, mama, and share your pieces.
All right, shukran. I'm about to go,
give your sister my salams, inshallah.
Inshallah, I will. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, we're going to take our next open micer. Those of you that are looking to get on the open mic, 818-369-0355. And if you want to get on the mic, you're going to press 1. All right. Next open micer, caller 347. You're on the air. 347-546. You're on the air. Hello? Okay, they're not there. All right, let me explain this again, guys. Any of you that don't want to be on the open mic, press 1, because I see 646. I have a 646 that still has their hand up, and I have a 240 that still has their hand up. So if you're not looking to be on the open mic, press 1. Those of you that want to get on the open mic, please go ahead and press 1. So that I can get you on the air. We have about 10 minutes left in the show. So what I'm going to do real quick is I have this poem that I really want you guys to hear. This guy that I saw perform in Philly, his name is Sam I Am, and I played one of his poems before. It was called The Fish in the Stream. But he has a poem called Butterfly, and it's dedicated to young women. And so I really wanted to play this poem. I really want you guys to hear it. So in the meantime, while we're waiting for our open micers, again, you guys call in 818-369-0355. I'm going to go ahead and play this poem. But press 1 if you want to get on the air. All right? This poem is called Butterfly, and it's by Sam I Am.
This for all the young butterflies out there. Baby girl, I truly know that you're older now. And an old head like me just don't understand your style. Your neck crooking, double looking back at some old head max infectious smile. You might have the body of a woman, but you're still cursed with the mind of a child. So do yourself a favor and keep all that for a while. They say at some point in every young woman's life, her body becomes electric with urges. You got the premeditated bumps and grinds that are brought on by those hormonal power surges. But she could be a daughter of yours or a daughter of mine, with cute boys on the brain and nothing but time to sneak and do what mom and pop dukes forbid you to do. She got the snap of her finger, the tap of her shoe, hand on her hip, suck of her lip like, so who's this ill nana trunk holding the junk and big boo-boos really belong to? Not mama, sorry papa, innocence baba. So off she goes to the races, taking us through the parental paces and late night searches in places she need not be running wild. Stay young for a while. Lately smelling her own pissin', tripping, backlipping, grade slipping, because class she cutting her school, she just straight out skipping. Guess you done got too big for ass whipping, huh? Yeah, like your curfews, them things is old news. Plus old heads be on you trying to holler, flashing dollars and flexing, Land Cruising, according and Lexin, begging to perform those virginal vivisections on your intimate section with those dirty, been around a block erections and zero protection. Minus that 7, barely works for a yeast infection. I mean, if you bending, they spending some lacini to pull a thongs of bikinis off some hot young chicken fresh out of mama's kitchen. They say pimping is easy and hoeing ain't much harder when these old heads make more dough than your father. I just feel as though your full attention should be paid to self-respect and busting grades. Baby girl, are you ready for those SATs? Cause they ain't giving out no college degrees for unwanted teenage pregnancies and STDs. Even though to the associated bachelors, you might be a mass at these. You might graduate valedictorian or little mama come loudly, thinking proudly that GPA stands for, is that girl pregnant again? Well, I guess it do at Floozy U, but that's not the school that we sent you to. See, sometimes you make me want to lock your ass down 23 hours in the house and one on the step for good behavior. Make you a stranger to your close friends and all the neighbors. But that's not really the shape of daddy's heart, and I know that wouldn't be too smart. In your adolescence, please don't forget your lessons into me and mommy becoming strangers. Like we changed you when you were wet and wiped your nose when it was snotty. So how you gonna run it by me and mommy that life is just a party and you gotta dress like a hottie in order to feel like somebody? We stand and watch from the parental dock as you become lost, awash in the same sea that drowned so many beautiful black sisters before you. Woe to the caterpillar that sheds her adolescent cocoon too soon. It's like she's so hot she walking on the sun when she really should be shooting for the moon. Question, what is the astrological equivalent of a star that fell from the sky? The flight of a butterfly on the innocent side. Stay young.
He keeps telling me that when I turn 18, we're going to get married or whatever. Because we just together the other night, girl, and I had so much fun with him. But you know I'm playing him because I'm messing with this other dude. And he like 29 or whatever. And he got a car and a nice house. And he be taking me over there, girl. I be having so much fun. I mean, you know, I don't got time for school. I mean, school. He be giving me money, getting my hair done and my nails done. Like, come on, my mom be saying all this stuff. And I'm just like, man, she don't know. She don't even know. I be trying to do my thing, you know what I mean? I'm grown. Pretty soon, I'm going to marry him. We going to be together. We going to have kids and everything. Girl, I ain't even shutting about A's or any other stuff because I ain't going to get that stuff, girl.
Girl, you know I'm 17 already. I'm, you know, be 18 soon enough or whatever. And you hear her, she be crying and stuff. You know, I got two of them, and ain't neither one of they daddies helping with nothing. But it's all good, because I'm still going to do me. You know, I'm getting ready to go drop both of them off to my mom right now, because it is a party going on. And I'm supposed to be meeting this guy I met down there. You know, he got money and all that. Ask me about what I'm going to do with him in the bed. He better break us.
Welcome back. Speaking volumes with your host, She Soul. I just wanted to play that poem. Not that it's relevant to anything that happened tonight, but I just felt like it was something that needed to be heard. That poem really, when he performed that, it really touched my heart. And my husband as well, he has an older daughter, so he said that really penetrated and resonated with him. The open mic is going on. And I'm trying to get my open mics on. Looks like we got a couple more people with their hands up. Caller 510, you're on the air.
Hi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, my name is Bob Vady. I'm calling from Cali. And I want
this. And welcome to the show, brother.
Alhamdulillah, I want this to spit it first. So that, is that cool?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let me go. All right, bismillah. Yo, Dean Ryder, dig deep in the verse. How to slap beanie rapper 6 feet in the earth. Miraculous birth. 580 king of the mic. I make you tap dance. Salmon is amateur night. Dropping the bomb. Not because I follow the slime, but I'm the type of cat that'll spit the hot to your mom. Ready to serve. Wax suckers get on my nerve. I can't kill him with stones, so I beat him with words. Revenge of the nerves. Dean fiend flipping these verbs. You flipping too. For the colonel, right? Flipping them birds and working the grill. You're 40 years over the hill. And I ain't talking, I ain't barking. I'm just keeping it real. This is prohibition rap, so we breaking the seal. Trying to heal society's ill, keeping it trill. Hard hat, gorilla rap, we trying to build. For a spot up in the heavens, not in Beverly Hills. Yeah.
All right. Hi, thanks for calling, brother. Shakron, for sharing. Just know that the show it airs every Saturday at 11 o'clock. We usually have a feature, and we almost always do an open mic. So anytime you want to get on the mic, share freestyle, poem, whatever, just call in, and you can do that, all right?
Okay, I'm be live. Zach, what care?
All right. Appreciate your call, brother. Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
All right, we're going to take our next open mic. Caller 718, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yo, I'm so hyped. Misunderstood spit, 580 spit. Your show is so popping. Like, you don't even understand.
Well,
so
long, man.
All right, going off of Sam I Am. Yeah, I'm a spit. Going off of that Sam I Am thing, and I really like the fact that you played that in the end when they were talking, and that's like regular conversation. So I got
it's a whole intro and then there's an outro. I didn't want to play too much.
Okay,
of it.
I think it's real talk because that happens often. And this is on my mixtape that's out and it's called Increase Me, and I wanted to do it because it's right off that conversation about these women.
Okay.
What would happen if these women woke up and decided, you know, I don't want a man to objectify me anymore and quit playing these games. So this is called Increase Me, check it. He says he wants to increase me, blue-collar police me, lease me 3 to 5 years to abuse me and confuse me, oppress me, never caress me, just roughly use me profusely, designer dress me, tennis bracelet me, Gucci, Fendi, chain around the neck and pet me, objectify me, trophy, wife me, wifey, but never wife me, a whole life me. He says he does a favor to increase me. Joe Jackson beat me, beat it up and mistreat me. Head to concrete, defeat me. Black eye me and justify me. Black and blue me to school me. Broken jaws to overrule me because he says I'm too unruly. But he increases my anger, my resentment. Got me scorned over the scars that he left me here with. Tired of being his, because that's not a term of endearment. Tired of being his used up tissue to blow his snotty nose with. Tired of being the one, his video vixen, pimped out princess, Harajuku Barbie, sex on the side, mistress, his 30-second commercial, but never his feature presentation, his porn star chick to get off when he's masturbating, and he can care less about my goals or aspirations, my nightmares under eyelids. I dreamed about carved out kids that were mine and his, but he says, here's 5 stacks, as long as you get your hair done, nails done, and everything did. He increases my self-hatred, decreases my self-pride, decreases my motivation, increases my fear to hide. I'm just a shell of a woman. Trust me, there's nothing inside. So the only way for him to increase me is if I release him from my mind. Thank you.
Wow. Yes. That's Najma 53, everybody. Shukran, baby girl. Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, we're going to get our last open mic on the air. Caller 404, you're on the air.
Hello?
404.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How you doing? This is Salim out of Atlanta.
Oh, assalamu alaikum Salim. How you doing, brother?
Alhamdulillah. I called in the last minute and got right in.
Mashallah.
Huh? Mashallah. Well, this is a joint I wrote a minute ago, but I thought it was worth hearing. A younger brother told me about the show and, you know, motivated me to call. So here we go.
All right. You're Adam's friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You are, brother. Uh-huh, I know. All right, go ahead.
I said, yeah, Allah, where's my peace? Salah only lasts a handful of minutes. And yeah, Allah, where's my peace? Salah, I'm out and it's back to the dunya. Almighty Allah, where's my peace? I know you don't owe me anything and people have it much worse, but Allah, yeah, Allah, where's my peace? The embrace of my brother's comfort and your words inspire me, but where? Where is my peace? Faith gives me hope. Your messenger has given me an example, but where? Where is my peace? I went downtown, I saw turmoil. Uptown, I saw arrogance. The west side was full of violence, and the east side was full of envy. My peace is with Allah, but my uneducated search leads me away from you. Oh Allah, I believe, Ya Rabbi, I fear you, but I fear my actions don't show it. Ya Allah, make me firm in this deen, regardless of vicious wind and changing current. Allah, help us find peace. Ameen.
Ameen. Ameen. Shukran Salim for calling in, brother. I hope to hear from you again, inshallah.
Inshallah. Just go with that.
All right, guys. Do I have anyone else that wants to get on the open mic? Actually, real quick, I have to shout somebody out because I see that somebody called us again from Italy. They're on the line. They haven't actually put their hands up. Ms. Nazla Jabir, she's actually on the line. So I want to shout her out real quick because it's very early in Italy. And the fact that she even attempted to call in, alhamdulillah, and she's not even featuring. But I want to give you guys the opportunity, if there's anyone else that wants to get on the mic, please press 1. Nazla, if you want to get on the mic, press 1. Inshallah, if not, I'm going to get ready to close out the show. So I'm going to say it one more time. Anybody else that wants to get on the open mic, press 1. All right, we don't have any more open micers. Let me give a shout out to my sister Akilah too. I see you Akilah. I see your number up there. Who else number I see up here? I'm not that good with numbers and my eyes are horrible right now, guys. I have to give a shout out to my girl Najma53 for calling in. I love her. She always supports me, alhamdulillah. And Misunderstood for calling in and being on with us so late. You know, she's a beautiful sister, a wonderful talent, and keep supporting her, inshallah. All right, I'm going to close out the show because I thought we were going to be able to get a little cipher going, but I don't have nobody else that wants to get on the mic. So it's a done deal tonight, y'all. We ain't as live as we was last week. But inshallah, you guys can look forward to hearing the show again next Saturday. Our feature next Saturday is actually someone that you guys may or may not know. Her name is Michelle Mitchell. She's a dope poet, and I definitely want to give you some exposure to her. So make sure that you call in. And as always, we will have the open mic going, and the show starts at 11. Other than that, you guys have a good night, and shukran for listening. Assalamu alaikum.